Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and I want to thank you for being in the Light for Living listening audience on this Memorial Day weekend, this Memorial Day Sunday, and I trust that it'll be a great one. Certainly, listen closely, certainly be found faithful to God's house this morning. You say, well, preacher, you just don't understand. I have family members that are traveling in. That's great. That is wonderful. Come as a family to the local church. You say, well, I tell you what, preacher, they won't come. Well, this is how you handle that. You tell them, look, you know that we're going to put the Lord first. And if you don't want to come with us, that's going to be your choice. We'll see you in a little while. We're going to church. And we need to teach our children, our families, that the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, comes first. And so I ask you to do that. And you might be surprised that those families driving it may go ahead and come with you. But irregardless, you be found faithful. And if you're not in the good church home, come out. True Light Baptist Church, maybe for your first time, located 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. Warm welcome will await you. I believe you'll be glad that you come. We'll be glad to see you. We'll expect God to bless in a powerful way. Now, we do know, again, that it is a Memorial Day weekend, and let's not lose sight of what the significance of that is. And we are grateful for the time where we honor our veterans, and very grateful for their faithfulness in service, representing our country. Many of them were on the battlefield. Thank God for those that are currently enlisted. They certainly need our prayers. But there are those that laid their lives down, literally. They paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we can even go to this morning, the True Light Baptist Church, or whatever your local church is. And there's many families right now that are yet suffering. We think about that as far as wars past, but in our very recent history, there's been people that have lost their lives, soldiers, those that are in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Reserves, Coast Guard, that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. We thank God for them, but we need to pray for those family members. And I'm just glad that we have had people in our nation's recent history and past that love their country enough to be willing to die for it, so that we can have the liberties, though we are handing them over frequently. Thank God for the liberties that we have enjoyed. And with that said, we've been dealing with the last few weeks on the liberty that I enjoy today. And I am glad, though there's much in our country that is desperately wrong, we are headed down the wrong path very rapidly. But I'm still grateful to be called an American. I'm still grateful that this is my physical homeland. But I'm grateful far greater that I have an eternal homeland. And I'm going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ one day, and if you're saved, you will as well. But there are some liberties, even that we have right now. And so I go back to our text in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 17. And the Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so understand that the moment that you, the individual, trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, at that very moment, the Spirit of the Lord came to dwell within you. And so, yes, indeed, the Spirit of the Lord is omnipresent. He's everywhere, but let's make it personal. He's literally within me. And so the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. Now, I've already given you a few for your consideration. I told you, first of all, I'm thankful for the liberty that I enjoy, the fact that I have been delivered from the pit. I have been delivered from a place called hell. Now, I despise someone using that term to someone to go to such a place, and you know what I'm speaking of. But if someone ever were to tell you that, one way you could answer it is, I'm sorry, that's just not a possibility. That can't happen. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God I have been delivered from the judgment to come. I have been delivered from hell. I've been delivered from the coming lake of fire. We have liberty if you're saved by the grace of God. And then I talked to you about the liberty from this matter of our past. I'm glad that indeed God forgive us of our sin. But it's so much further than that. He washed it away. And as we told you, there will be times that Satan will remind you. He'll try to fish up things in your past to do what? To bring you to great discouragement. For if Satan can get you wrapped up in your failures of your past, he knows that you cannot truly be fruitful in your present. And so if Satan can't rob you of your soul, and if you're saved, he cannot, he'll certainly try to rob you of your usefulness, your fruitfulness. And one of the tools is just keep reminding you of all that you used to be. But just remind him that that is indeed what you used to be. But according to God's never-changing word, your sins and even your past has been forever erased. That's liberty. That's joy. And as I've said before, if God has forgiven you, and he has according to his word, then there must be a time where you forgive yourself and go on and serve God. And if anything, allow that in a positive way to be a motivator to you to do all that you can in the time that you have for the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's liberty from the pit. There's liberty from your past. But then, may I say, there's also liberty from poverty. Now, you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, let me give you this text. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 and the first part of verse number 17. Bible says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now that is mind-boggling if you just pause for a moment and think about it. You may not have a lot of monetary means in this life. You may not be able to go to the best of restaurants if you are able to go to a restaurant at all. You may not be driving the nicest of car. Matter of fact, you might be just doing patchwork, but God still give it to you. But let's just look forward a little bit. This isn't all that there is. You see, that person that is ultra wealthy but is living in his mind or her mind a self-sufficiency, and they're driving that car that costs more probably than the home that you're living in, just remember that they're going to leave it all behind, and the Bible says that they are in utter poverty. But you know, if you're saved by the grace of God, there are indeed true riches. You're a very rich poor man, if you will. May be poor by the world's standards, but you're rich towards God and all what lies ahead. The Bible says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And so God delivered me from my sin. He delivered me from the pit. He delivered me from my past. But I was broken. I was spiritually barren. I was bankrupt. But he gave me freedom. And praise God, I like the old song that I haven't heard in quite some time, but the song goes, I hold a clear title to a mansion. And that is, according to God's word, an absolute reality. Dear child of God, the best is indeed yet to come. Let me give you this. Not only is there liberty from poverty, but there is liberty from this thing called panic. Now, panic all around, and for the last multiple months, well over a year now, there's been all kind of panic around us with COVID-19. And I understand that the virus itself is real. I understand it. I realize that there's been a lot of people that have lost their life. I understand that. But I also know that there have been people that have lived in utter paralyzing panic. And we know that there is someone that ultimately orchestrates panic and fear, and that is our chief enemy. The Bible has this to say, though, in Psalm 27. I want to read verse number 1, where you and I can have a great measure of freedom from panic, from that enemy. The Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Talked to our church recently and multiple times about this matter of witnessing for the Lord. And it's heartbreaking of how little is done because of fear. You're afraid of offending someone, afraid of someone saying a little harsh words back to you. We're talking about the God of heaven that saved our soul from hell and wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life and delivered us from this poverty that I just spoke about. We should have a case of can't help us. We ought to love to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. But we understand that there's many that are suffering panic, and the panic is a result of the attack, the assault of that wicked one. You can have liberty. But then there is the fact of knowing, to help you with this, that in very truth, God is not only within us, but He surrounded us. Did you know the Bible says in Psalm 34 and verse 7, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them." So yes, sir, yes, ma'am. You can indeed enjoy liberty from panic from the enemy, but watch this. Goes a little bit to this last thought, but we can have liberty from the panic regarding the economy. Now, there's been many that have done very, very well in the last several months. There's many that have struggled. I see a great number of businesses. We were traveling up to Danville the other day, and you know, doors that are shuttered. Mostly family businesses and what seemed to be pretty strong business on the surface before, and now they're closed up. There's many that have endured some great hardships. And for those that are lost, really, what can they turn to? But for the child of God, we have His word and we have His promise that even in the midst of economic downturns, that God will meet our need. You know, the Bible has this to say in Psalm 37, verse 25. The psalmist is looking back and he says, "I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread." There's been some hardships, but it's amazing how God still miraculously will take care of our needs. You've heard preachers say this, and I agree with it. He did not say He would take care of our greeds. He will take care of our needs. But thank God, if you live a faithful life, He will indeed give you some of your wants. But we're so, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And we've all been there at some point. But I must remind myself, you must remind yourself that no matter the times, God's still God. God's still good. And aren't you glad that God's bank's not busted? I'm glad that God is still able to supply our need. Take heart in that. Then let me give you this in a closing thought. Thank God I have liberty from the peril to come. We've already talked about deliverance from the pit of hell. Praise God for that. But we do know there is coming a time on this earth unlike any other. It's referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble, the great tribulation. And if you've not been serious about that, you need to be right now, because it's right on the horizon. And I'm glad, though, that I, as one of God's children, not only been delivered from hell, but I have the promise that I will be delivered before that time of great heartache, peril comes to this earth. The freedoms that I enjoy today, the liberty, I'm grateful for it. I'm glad I'm saved. I hope you are. And I hope, pray, that I'll see you this morning at the True Light Baptist Church. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Look forward to seeing you. May the Lord bless.